gang of mine. I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first-rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wow, we look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a step up, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine. I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine.
I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first-rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wow, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Bernard Bars for Lecture 8 of Consciousness, the Web Course, sponsored by the Center for Consciousness Studies of the University of Arizona. Today's title is of Intersubjective Themes in the Stream. I'll repeat that. Intersubjective, that's our theme for this week, and then themes in the stream I will explain to you in just a minute. The song you just heard was a Broadway number called If They Could See Me Now from a show called Sweet Charity. The lyrics were written by Dorothea Fields, who also sang the female part in this recording. Dorothea Fields was one of the great Broadway songwriters. It's a fun song, and it brings up one of the biggest features of our stream of consciousness, namely that our conscious thoughts are so often about ourselves in relationship to others. So it's the intersubjective aspect of the stream of consciousness that we're dealing with right now. So we're dealing here with self-consciousness as seen from the imagined perspectives of our friends, our brothers and sisters, our parents, our teachers, our children, imagined others, imagined moral or personal heroes or heroines, people that we admire, imagined authority figures perhaps, or imagined people who love us, and so on. That also applies to waking consciousness, which is very much concerned with the interpersonal and intersubjective aspect of things. And apparently it also applies to dreams. There's still a great amount of controversy about dreams and the meaning of dreams. It's a constant debate. But the evidence is good that dreams often repeat similar themes. So whatever it means, it seems to mean something consistent. If you want to see some examples of that, take a look on the web at dreambank.net, dreambank.net, developed by William Domhoff, who is a professor at the University of California at Santa Cruz. Domhoff has very detailed dream reports there. Some of them show these repetitive interpersonal themes. So that's dreambank.net. And as long as I'm mentioning important work by other people, let me also mention the work of a man named Luborsky, L-U-B-O-R-S-K-Y, Lester Luborsky, who did wonderful work on interpersonal themes in the stream of consciousness, particularly in clinical therapy situations, but it's not limited to that. These are spontaneous interpersonal themes that just tend to pop out in most people's thoughts. Well, the intersubjective aspect of consciousness has two different points of view, obviously. It's what we think about others, and also what we think they think about us. In other words, this is the 2P relationship from the personal 1P perspective. As you will know from this week's lecture, children start thinking about how they look to others at about age 3 or 4. That is a major life transition. It's the beginning of all the self-conscious emotions like embarrassment and pride and shame and self-respect, self-esteem, those kinds of things. So this is a layer on top of direct consciousness of the world. So this Broadway song reflects the consciousness of a young man or a young woman who feels he or she has made it, at least for one happy night, and sings, "If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine." And it goes on. It's a little boastful song. The trouble is, of course, that we can't really read other people's minds, so we're always making guesses and inferences about other people's minds. And the singer doesn't really know if her or his friends would really go wow and admire the chums he attracts today. But it's a nice fantasy to have. It's a key part of all human relationships that much of the time we really don't know what others feel, and yet we care so much about the feelings and opinions that others have about us. So our own feelings about others are likely to be a lot more accurate than what we imagine they feel about us. There's always room for error in our ideas about how other people view us. We do not share their consciousness directly. So we can feel wrongly that someone likes us, or we can be wrong that they don't like us, or we can be wrong that they admire us, or we can be wrong that they don't admire us, and so on. Reading minds, reading other people's minds, is even harder than reading your own minds. And there's a lot of reason to think that even reading our own minds isn't all that easy. So, for P-Lab number 8, I would like to build on our experiences from the last two phenomenology labs. You now have some good twilight experiences, and I want to especially express appreciation to those of you who have been willing to share those experiences with the rest of us. I'm going to post those somewhere on the website today from those people who have given me permission to make them available to others. I'm hoping that will encourage other people to try this out, because it really is a revealing experience. Even though we go into twilight states at least twice a day and maybe more often. So this week I'm going to add some interpersonal words to the P-Lab. And again, this is for your exploration of your own mind. That means that what comes to your mind is strictly in the privacy of your own mind. In my case, I'm usually surprised by my dream contents and by twilight experiences. They're always much more creative than I am. And one of the things I would like to encourage you to see in a very positive way is the incredible amount of flowing creativity that just happens spontaneously without ever trying to make it happen. Whenever we have a thought in the twilight state or in the dreaming state for that matter. So this is a kind of experiment, both in the sense that I don't know exactly what you can expect, and that my guess is that you may not know either. We know that the twilight state, the drowsy, the dozing state is very common. that we all go through it at least twice a day, every single day of our lives, and that it's perfectly safe and secure. You are welcome to use this in any way you'd like, just as before. I'm going to say some words, wait a little bit shorter than before. I'll wait for about 4 or 5 seconds, and then say another word or 2 words or something like that. These are pretty general words because I don't know your particular relationships and your particular thoughts. And since I respect your privacy, I think that's how it should be. But we all have some relationships, and sometimes we have repeated themes in our dreams and drowsy states about those relationships. Humans are interpersonal creatures, so that all of us are likely to have some thoughts about all that. So here we go. Just relax and sit comfortably. If you'd like to lie down, that's fine. Obviously, see if you can slowly allow yourself to reach that state where you go in and out of the twilight state easily. And if you can record your thoughts soon after you have them, that always gives us a more accurate understanding of the flow of thoughts, because we forget things so quickly. Whenever you're ready, you can stop the MP3 right now, the audio file, and you can start it again when I start saying the words immediately after this. Or you can just allow the audio file to keep going on and perhaps sit in an easy chair and allow yourself to drift away if you can. Starting with a word. My first word is child. A car. A dog. A house. A cat. A chair. A friend. A street. A teacher. A light bulb. An accountant. A pencil. A doctor. A book. Someone I like. A fire. Someone I don't like. A picture. An adult. A shoe. woman. A bottle. A man. A box. My brother. A faucet. My sister. A cup. My mother. A cloud. My father. A tree. A fireman. A nail. A policewoman. Again, if you can record your thoughts and images before you forget them, that's obviously the best thing. Again, this is strictly for your own information. There's no need to share it with anybody else. But if you would like to, you're most welcome to do that on the D2L website, or you can drop it into the Dropbox on the D2L site if you would like to do that. Now, question. Well, first of all, I hope you enjoyed the wonderful flow of images and thoughts, which is, I think, one of the marvelous things about the human mind. It's one of the great sights. If you're going to go sightseeing in your mind, you should certainly take a look at your twilight states and just admire the flow. It's quite extraordinary. And then you might think, did you notice any themes, any repeated thoughts or images or ideas or words that came up for you? Especially ones that had some interpersonal meaning about someone else's mind for you. Any thoughts like, if they could see me now, for example, or I'm glad they can't see me now, or whatever it is you would like. Do a little bit of thinking about the self-conscious aspect of consciousness, which is not the whole story, but it is an important part of our lives because we are social beings. So that is the PLAB for today. Do take some notes for yourself. You might want to replay the words in the last 10 minutes or so if you want to do some more exploration, because it's not the words that matter, but it's your thoughts. And talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
yankee shout hooray if they could see me now, that little gang of mine.
I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble-bums to see for a fact the kind of top-drawer first-rate chums I attract. All I can say is wow, we look at where I am tonight. I landed
pow
right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see the dreams I have.